when I lost my daughter, the uncertainty of what does the future hold? How will I deal with it? How will people deal with me? How will my life change? How will I look about this in a year or 2 years? It seems to me that with this coronavirus impacting the world in the middle of 2020 or the beginning of 2020, we're all wondering, my goodness, the anxiety and the stress. How will my life be different? Will it ever be the same? Will I be able to hug my kids again or hug my friends? The anxiety and the stress is kind of grief in a way, is it not?
Psychologically, there is a lot of anxiety in our society, and I have to believe worldwide. Now, we have anxiety for a lot of reasons, but there are two very significant reasons for anxiety in any situation: lack of understanding and loss of control. Oftentimes, I've used the illustration of flying in a plane. I fly a lot and have in the past. I haven't flown recently. But, you know, when I get on a plane, I have a lot of anxiety, even though I've been flying for years. I really don't understand the aerodynamics of a plane, jet propulsion. I don't understand how it works. And then it's out of my control.
Lack of understanding and lack of control. That's what you've explained, and it's true. For the griever, though, who's already grieving and is lacking control, this is just a double whammy. What do you say to the person who's in the middle of grief and also now dealing with this new normal or abnormal, which the coronavirus has done to all of our lives?
One lady said to me, this has just been a week or so ago, she said, you know, this whole COVID-19 thing has been a huge distraction, and it's taken me away from my grief. And she said it herself. She said, I'm not sure that's so healthy for me. But she said, it has been a distraction, and I find that I'm crying less and thinking about him less. At the same time, she quickly added, but when this is all over, my husband will still be dead. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with the distraction. And I think to get away from this and to kind of think about how you're going to handle the coronavirus, I think is important, even though it may be almost as depressing as losing your loved one. But I also think there's times that you need to get away from the coronavirus and come back to your grief and think about your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, mom, dad, look at pictures, light a candle like we've talked about before, and just spend some time with your loved one and grieve.
Living a human life is never easy. It's hard for all of us, and we all have to deal with all of these things all the time, which is a lesson that you can't run away from it. You got to deal with reality, and it's something the world is really learning a strong lesson right now.
Let me give a quick comment on that summary. Freud, Dr. Sigmund Freud, in 1917 wrote an essay called Melancholy and Mourning, and in that essay, he used the phrase, grief is work. That long ago, this great psychoanalyst understood that, yes, you're right, Eli, we have to work at this.